There's that school bell. It's time to go get your Bible. And if you'll get it, then turn to Daniel chapter 6. We'll continue in the study that we have begun of the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Well, while you are turning to Daniel chapter 6, I'm going to tell you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at the Rock Cliff Church and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this radio Bible school, we're studying the Sunday school lessons of E.A. Elam. If you ever have a chance to go visit the old Philadelphia Meeting House in Burrville, Tennessee, stop at the front and you'll look and you'll see a little monument that lists the names of preachers that had preached there in the long ago. And among those names, you'll find the name of E.A. Elam. He had preached many years ago in Warren County. He was a graduate of Barrett College up in Spencer. And when Elam was an older man, he wrote down Sunday school lessons for the churches to use as they studied their Bible in Bible classes on Sunday mornings before the worship of the church. And he had these printed, and they come to us in the form of Elam's notes. And I have a copy of that, and that's what we're studying. We're studying the Bible by use of Elam's notes, and this is a Sunday school lesson that he wrote for July 23rd, 1922. And it's that familiar story of Daniel. We're really in the midst of this story. You see, Daniel had a habit of praying three times a day. And because he was so important in the kingdom, there were those in that kingdom that had envy of Daniel, and they had the king write a decree that said, "Whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into a den of lions." When Daniel heard that decree, he continued to pray as he always did. Three times a day, he would go to the window that was open toward Jerusalem and pray to his God for his people. And so we're picking that lesson up, looking at the notes that Elam wrote about this on page 182 of Elam's notes. And Elam reminded us of this. In Gethsemane, Jesus first kneeled, Luke 22:41. And then fell on his face, Matthew 26:39, on the ground, Mark 14:35. Like Daniel, when we pray in our chambers, we kneel, we do not stand. The true and devout servant of God prays regularly and often. The best and greatest men of the Bible were praying men. The psalmist called upon God morning, noon, and evening, Psalm 55:17. See also Psalm 141:2. We are taught to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. To continue steadfastly in prayer, Romans 12:12. And to pray always and not to faint, Luke 18:1. Daniel could have offered a better excuse for failing had he sought one than many do now. He could have said his life was in danger and therefore he would not pray. But in spite of the king's decree and the enemy of his friends, he still went to his chambers and kneeled on his knees and prayed to God as he looked toward Jerusalem. Let me now read to you Daniel chapter 6. Verses 11 through 15, and I'll be reading out of the old American Standard Bible. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 11. Then these men assembled together and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's interdict. Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make petition unto any god or man within 30 days, save unto thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, That Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Then these men assembled together unto the king, and said unto the king, Know, O king, that is a law of the Medes and Persians, that no interdict nor statute which the king established may be changed. Here's what Elam had to say about that. Daniel 6 and verse 11. Then these men assembled together in order to watch Daniel and to have personal knowledge of his disobedience to the interdict. And sure enough, they found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Daniel 6 and verse 12. Then they approached the king, reminded him of the interdict, and recommitted it to him. He assured them it was true and would stand according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. The law once made, all were bound by it. No man could reverse it. This fact is referred to also in the book of Esther, chapter 1 and verse 19, and in chapter 8 and verse 8. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 13. This point established, they next informed the king that Daniel, a Jew of the captivity, neither regarded the king nor the interdict, but made his petition to God 3 times a day. Daniel 6 and verse 14. When the king realized the murderous captivity of this interdict, the murderous conspiracy of this interdict, enacted as he thought in his honor, he was greatly displeased with himself for allowing himself to be caught in such a trap. And he set his heart to devise some way to deliver Daniel, and labored earnestly at it until sundown, the time, it seems, for executing Daniel. Daniel 6 and verse 15. Learning of the king's distresses and his efforts to devise some way of delivering Daniel, these men assembled again before him and held him to the established rule that no interdict nor statute which the king established may be changed. Now let me read Daniel chapter 6, verses 16 through 23. And here's what we find in the American Standard Version. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace, and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came near into the den to Daniel, he cried with a lamentable voice. The king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and has shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me. Forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then the king was exceeding glad, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found in him. because he trusted in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men that had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, their children and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces before they came to the bottom of the den. Here are Elam's notes on that passage in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 16. Bound by this, the king commanded that Daniel be brought and cast into the den of lions. It is most probable that while these lions were in the king's park as part of his menagerie, they were kept for such purpose as devouring criminals who might be judged worthy of such punishment. The den was probably a cave or covered enclosure surrounded by a wall. Daniel had impressed the king, as he had his enemies, that he served God continually, not occasionally, to continue steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship in the breaking of bread and prayers, Acts 2:42, and to always abound in the work of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15:58, is the way to serve God now. For two reasons the king hoped God would deliver Daniel. Because one, Daniel served God continually. And two, he knew so much of what God had done for Daniel. Therefore he said an encouragement to Daniel, "Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." Daniel 6 and 17. A stone was laid upon the mouth of the den to prevent Daniel's escape, and it was sealed both with the king's signet and the signet of his lords, that none should tamper with it. All this precaution made the miracle of Daniel's preservation the more apparent. Daniel 6 and verse 18. The king appreciated Daniel's integrity, faithfulness, and proficiency, and was greatly troubled and deeply sincere in his concern for him. He spent the night fasting and without sleep. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, or, as the margin says, dancing girls. He indulged in no pleasure. Daniel 6 and verse 19. Deeply solicitous, the king arose very early in the morning, as soon as light began to appear, and went in haste into the den of lions. This shows that he had some hope that God would preserve Daniel. Daniel 6 and verse 20. Coming near the den, he cried with a lamentable voice. His voice was affected by grief and anxiety. "Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God." God is called the living God. In contrast with the gods of gold, silver, iron, stone, and wood, which see not, hear not, and know not, God abides forever and is the source of life. "Whom thou servest continually," the king said. This shows that Daniel was not a spasmodic servant of God, but a regular or continual one, and that the king and all his acquaintances knew this. By steadfast continuance in well-doing, let us impress the world that we likewise serve God continually. "Is thy God able to deliver thee from the lion?" said the king. The king knew that unless Daniel's God had delivered them, his destruction was inevitable. But he had some hope that God will deliver Daniel. Daniel 6 and verse 21, Daniel says, "O king, live forever." This was the ordinary salutation. Daniel answered to the great relief and joy of the king, and I imagine there was joy in Daniel's voice as he yelled back up to the king, "O king, live forever." Daniel 6 and verse 22, "My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they did not hurt me." We're going to have to end the Bible lesson there. I'm going to pick up at the next class at Daniel 6, 22, and we'll finish out this chapter. You might want to mark that place in your Bible so you can turn to it next time you hear that old school bell. And make sure when you hear it, you get ready to take your seat and learn a lesson at the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so, until we meet again, this old schoolmaster says, you may now be dismissed.